Cameron Crockett with me now. Morning, Cameron.
G'day, how are you?
Oh, I'm good, mate. You've got a big hand today, and I just heard Colin Hodges, he's tipped two of yours as good things.
I heard that, yeah. It surprised me a little bit because I thought we might have been a bit light on for winners today, but a couple of hard races and a couple of the horses I got there are sort of on their last legs, I think, but there's one horse that could go all right, Baker's Image, and Ricky Royal should go all right too, and I believe they're the ones that just...
Yeah. Well, look, earlier on the day, you got Artie Sherla, three-year-old by Charge Forward, going around in the second. Had a little bit of refreshing up, and the other day, it was only beaten, what, 3.5 lengths at Wellington?
Yeah, she had a big group of owners, and they sort of disbanded, and a couple of the other boys saw a bit of merit in the last run and wanted to stick together and keep it going. Obviously, right from the start, we sort of thought, well, she'd give her another chance, and if she doesn't perform, well, she'll probably move her on, but she's in saying that she's improved on the track, but we aren't expecting a great deal. She should go okay.
All right. Now, Letchworth, last couple of runs haven't been too bad, only beaten a couple of lengths. He's 10-year-old. Won't be long before he'll be able to drive you to the races.
His run at Scone was good, actually. He just got in on the inside. He couldn't. He drew an inside gate, and he ran quite well. The track was, I think, was playing a bit in the favour of horses coming out wide, which favoured us later in the day with the other horse, but not him. So his run was all right. We backed him up quick just because we're getting him ready for a mile just to go to the Forbes Cup. So I didn't want to go 3 weeks between runs. So he's going for another pipe opener today, and he'll be going for the Forbes Cup in 2 weeks.
I noticed you whacked a tongue tie on him before the Mudgee run. That seems to have helped him a bit.
Yeah, it did. I didn't take too much notice to when he failed at Canterbury. He was 4 weeks between runs, and he's a big gross horse, and he was probably a little bit outclassed. So the idea now is to just keep him. He probably, in his day, he wouldn't have been outclassed, of course. He's been a very good horse in the past, but we're just trying to keep him at country level now and hopefully try and pick up a cup or two before he retires, because he's been surprising me, actually. We sort of thought he'd be retired by now, but he's just, if he doesn't perform, obviously we'd put him out, but soundness wise he never misses a beat, and he loves his work, so we've kept him going and he'll get another chance.
Now, Baker's Image, which Cole tipped as one of his good things for the day, been a terrific honest horse for you, this.
Well, it's funny, on paper, yes, but if you knew the horse, I think he probably should have won more races. He's been very frustrating. I think on ability, he's got as good ability as anything I've ever trained. That's every horse. He can gallop as well as the whole lot of them, throw them all in. Just a bit of a thinker, and just always seems to find something to get himself beat, but he looks pretty well placed today, and Greg stuck with him. Actually, Greg trialled him first up this time, and even though he, I think he ran second last in the trial, but Greg said the feel he gave him was unbelievable, and he sort of stuck with him through since then. And we whacked the blinkers on him last start. He over-raced a little bit at home with the blinkers on for the first time. So he's had a little bit more work since then. He should have become a bit more accustomed to the blinkers. So I think he'll improve on his last run.
So we may see another gear change. Blinkers off, balaclava on.
Could do.
All right. Race 7, Ricky Royal. You've been going around here. And this was another one that Cole liked. It ran a good third at Narromine before you tipped it out for a decent spell. Trialled well the other day at Mudgee.
Yeah, he took a couple of runs to sort of get fit last time in. He's a very big, gross horse, and I think from memory, he had about 2 or 3 years off from when he used to be trained by Leanne Asprosh in Warwick Farm. He actually retired to one of the police forces, I think, or the Racehorse Rehabilitation Centre or something.
Yeah, he had 120 weeks off.
Yeah, the owners ended up getting him back, and they decided they'd put him back in work. And he was absolutely galloping the track down last time in, and when he was going to his races, he was just sort of he was still getting a bit tired, being so long off the scene. Mm. Probably was going to take a few runs. Now, by the time he had those few runs, he was a little bit jaded after his last one at Narromine. He does things pretty hard, the horse, so it took a lot out of him. But I think he's come back a little bit better, actually. He looks fitter, he looks leaner, but he's another one. He might just need the run today. And it's a very strong race with Alan Denham's horse coming up and a couple of others. I think it's probably the best class two you'll see in the country. You'd have to look long and hard to find one harder than it anyway.
All right, so Baker's Image perhaps the best today?
I think so. If he's working with us, not against us, he'll win.
All right. Now, Nick Tock, you accepted for Randwick tomorrow, but I believe you're going to scratch.
Yeah, we're just going to give him a crack at midweek first. Randwick was a little bit of an afterthought. We just threw him in there on Monday, and we're going to have a look at the field. And then, other than the three better horses in the race of Snowden's and a couple of the others there, we thought we were in with a shot. So we accepted and sort of let it play out a little bit, hoping that maybe something, the field would fall away. But it hasn't, and I think there's a few horses in there that are fairly handy. Mm. In saying that, I think he could sneak a place. Who knows, you could even win with luck in racing, but we just prefer to... I think it's a better stepping stone going from the country to midweek level before you go on a Saturday, because, the difference in grade is massive. Although, in saying that, the race on Wednesday, looking at the nominations, it looks like a fairly strong Wednesday, but there's a difference between a strong Wednesday and a probably not as strong Saturday. There's still a lot harder.
And the other day, you took Nick Tock to Wellington for what was going to be hopefully a soft kill. He ran a record with 60.5 on him.
He did. I was very, very proud of the horse that day, actually, because he went down first up to Sydney on the heavy 10 in the highway when he got beat by Clipper. And we brought him back up, and I think it was more me in my own head. I just wasn't convinced as to whether he was, he seemed well at home. But we had him nominated for another highway, and I thought, if we take him down there and he hasn't handled that first up run, this is going to really, 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 really put a dent in his confidence. So I wanted to bring him back home here where he hopefully, it was basically like a barrier trial. You don't have to win barrier trials, but I said to the owners, it's a paid barrier trial. He can come up here, and if he can put him away like he did last preparation, we can get him sort of beaming back on top of his game, and then we can head back to town. So the plan came off quite well, and hopefully Wednesday it'll all come good again.
Well, good luck on Wednesday with Nick Tock, and good luck today too. Hopefully horses raise up to your expectations today for you, Cameron.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Cameron. Cameron Crockett joining us there.